coming into this moment on this Friday morning, finding your posture. If you want, you can close your eyes. And letting all the echoes that are in your mind be as they are. There might be some thoughts or some worries, some dreaming. So leaving these things as they are right now. Moving the attention into your body, down into your feet, and sensing your feet in contact with the floor, grounded in the earth. How does that feel? This contact of the feet with the ground. And from there, moving further up, and also sense the other contact points of your body with the seat. Maybe your back with the chair, the hands with your legs. And sensing the whole of your body sitting here. Maybe also the spine that is moving upwards. You might want to find some length here without being stiff. Finding an upright position that is comfortable. And from this awareness, beginning to sense your breath in the body. The in-breath and the out-breath. Taking some moments here to allow the attention to rest on your breathing. Following the whole length of an in-breath. Taking in this morning energy. And then the full length of an out-breath. And as you sit here, you can bring to your mind the image of a mountain. That can be a mountain that you know, that you have discovered already, or a mountain that you know from a book or a picture. Maybe it's a mountain in your imagination. Exploring this image of the mountain, the landscape of the mountain. There might be some trees on the slopes, maybe gravels. Can be that there's some water on the mountain. And maybe you can hear the sound of the water. Some animals that live on the mountain. that have their homes there. Plants that grow. Maybe there's a plateau. Maybe your mountain has one top or two or three. Looking at this beautiful and majestic mountain. And recognizing how massive it is, how it takes its space in the landscape. Sitting here and breathing with a mountain. Observing the mountain from far away and slowly you can zoom in, you can come closer to the mountain. And you might want to become one with this mountain, taking this image inside yourself and becoming a breathing mountain. Your head is the top of the mountain, your arms and the shoulders, the slopes, the side of the mountain. Your spine and your trunk, the stable center, and your legs and feet, the solid base of this mountain. Becoming more and more a breathing mountain. Grounded and alive. And this mountain is just sitting here throughout the day. But the light changes from moment to moment. Cold light and warm light, some shadow. And the day becomes night. The night becomes day again on the mountain. And throughout all these changes of light, sunshine, moonlight, the mountain remains the mountain. It remains still, anchored in itself. And the mountain also remains the mountain with all the weather changes. Sometimes it is raining on the mountain. Sometimes there's sunny weather. There can also be thunderstorms, strong winds, Sometimes it is also cloudy on the mountain. And people who come on the mountain, some visitors, they can't see it properly through the clouds. They might be disappointed and say, we can't see this mountain. This is not such a nice place. But all these comments do not matter to the mountain. Whether it is visible or not, if people are attached or not, the mountain just sits here, firmly rooted in the earth. Untouched in its essence and in its beauty. You can also observe different seasons on the mountain. In summer, it's quite hot and the grass dries out. The mountain is not affected by the heat. It just remains untouched in its beauty. And in autumn, there might be strong winds, maybe even storms. Some trees might fall. But the mountain remains anchored. It sits in its stability. In winter, it becomes very cold on the mountain. Maybe it is covered by snow. The animals are looking for a warm place to hide. To find some sleep. The mountain is still here and it is not hiding, it takes its place in the landscape. In spring, it becomes busy again on the mountain. Flowers come out. Animals are very busy. Some visitors come back. But the mountain is not affected by this busyness. The mountain is remaining steady and still. And the mountain is experiencing change in each moment on its surface. It is connected to what is happening there without being impressed. It just remains unmoved and still. And while you're sitting here as a breathing mountain, maybe you can connect to these qualities, to the stability, the stillness. Exploring, finding these qualities within yourself. sensing these qualities in the middle of all these changes. The changes over hours, days, months and years. The mountain remains the mountain. And it might also help you in your own daily life to connect to these qualities, remaining centered and in stillness. Especially at a time where so many things are changing in the outer world, but also inside ourselves, where we can lose the compass, where we have to adjust again and again to new circumstances. Where we might also feel insecurity or uncertainty. In these moments, we can connect to the qualities of the mountains, this unshakable strength. Also recognizing that the weather of our own daily life is constantly changing, such as the weather on the mountain. We can experience stormy times, rain or sunshine, cold and warm periods. We endure periods of joy, laughter, and sometimes there's also sadness or pain. And while we go through all this, we can hold these changes in awareness, giving space to what is around us, to what is inside ourselves. Letting things be and letting them unfold as they are. Reminding our body and our mind of the qualities of the mountain. Remaining anchored. In stillness. And as we are coming to the end of this practice, just sitting here for a few more moments, the image of the mountain, this mountain inside yourself, sensing your feet on the ground, in contact with the earth, and And if you wish, you can also come back to the simplicity of the breath. Sensing your breath flowing into the body and moving out again. Letting your attention rest on the breathing. Moment to moment awareness until the bell rings and brings this practice to a close.